Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, guys, welcome to the late show for Beers and Breakevens for round 7. Unbuckling the belt, getting off the fence, no splinters. Bringing my 5'8". T-Rex, how are we doing?
Best part of the week, mate. We get to get down, we get dirty, and we get to get into the real crux of Supercoach, the on-the-spot thoughts. I love it.
Absolutely love it. We've got our questionnaire over there. How are you, Kathmandu?
Hello, hello. We are running on a tight schedule this morning, yeah. So I'm going to be going through all of the responses to your story where you asked for questions relating to Supercoach. So who knows where this is going to go, but that's part of the fun, right?
It is part of the fun, and shout out to the 4 people that managed to get their questions in on time because I left it to the absolute last fucking minute. So credit to you guys.
A few more than four, but yeah.
Caesar paid per rock.
Fuck, he's good. We're going to kick off.
All right.
You're going to start.
I'm going to kick off. You're receiving, boy. You're starting.
Yeah, you're a coward. Righto.
All right. So from Reed Callum with a K, do we still captain SJ even if he doesn't follow Guru?
Sorry, I'm going to interrupt you for a second, Timmy. Do you have the context behind this story?
No, I don't.
Fucking, I'm sitting there yesterday, Kat, or the day before? Maybe the day
no, it was
before.
The day before.
I'm sitting there and I get the notification on Instagram, Sean Johnson has followed you. I'm like, that's fucking cool. I love Sean Johnson. That's mad. So I post on my Instagram story being like, here's a little omen. Sean Johnson's following me. He's going to score 2 tries this weekend. That's my about even bet. It can't go wrong. 20 minutes later, I check my DMs and I'm inundated from Warriors fans who have gone to Sean Johnson's following list and I'm not on there. They're like, you made it up. He's not following you. I'm like, why the fuck would I make that up, you idiots? So anyway, then turns out he's either, Kat reckons he accidentally followed me, or maybe he just followed me, saw my fucking melon and went, I've had enough of this, I'm getting out. One of the two. So then I re-uploaded it being like he gave me a big old nah brush, Sean Johnson. So I'm still betting on him this week to score a double. But that's the context there. And in about even, we call it a breadcrumb that you need to follow. And I've got a feeling SJ has a big game this weekend off the back of that.
Look, he's one of the sharpest minds in the NRL, Sean Johnson, and I can safely say that he did not follow you looking to get your Sean Johnson-related content, mate. So I reckon it's a slip of the finger. But regardless, I'll follow you into it. Sean Johnson as a captain, rate it.
I don't mind it. Yeah, it would. I feel like the universe is going to give Sean Johnson a good game this weekend to make me look even stupider. So, unreal.
Oh, one of the best stories there is. Okay, Aiden _ MOHR, can't pronounce it. Dane Gagai, ?
Oh, the Dane Gagai question. We're back here again. I honestly, bro, I don't know. I think he was reasonably quiet on the weekend from memory, sub-50 I think he was, which for Dane Gagai is very quiet. I think he's always a really good pod play. I mean, fuck, essentially every time he gets an offload or a pass away, Greg Marsh is going to run over 3 or 4 people and get a line break, so I get it. I'm not keen on it right now, but I guarantee you at some point throughout this season, not only will I be interested, I'll probably own Dane Gagai. I love it as a pod play at some point.
Yeah. Look, I wanted to say he's had two lesser weeks and last couple of weeks. Scoring-wise, he has. Scores of 42 and 46. Got to remember, they're a bit discreet about it, but he was coming back from some health-related concern, missed the game against the Warriors. The game he came back from, he based 42. And as you said, the big thing is we spoke on Beers and Break-Evens this week about the impact of Greg Marju on the right. It's bad for Marju. It's damn good for Dane Gagai. So, look, not for me, but you're right, Roo. We're going to be talking about him at some point.
Should be noted, that game he based 42, he had literally no attacking stats. It was in the pissing rain as well. So, yeah, at some point he'll be a big talking point.
Great pod play.
Great pod play.
100%. All right, next question. This one, I like this one. Changing tides underscore. Can you guys mention team value when talking about score slash rank? Love your work. Do you guys have your team value on you for Supercoach?
I can get it up. I was having a bit of a look at it during the week. I know you're trying to want to get above that sort of 13 mil mark as quick as you can. I'm sitting at now. Why did I get the first question on this? Just a bit of a slow time loading here, but trying to get above 13 million as quick as you can. I'm currently sitting at 13 million and $13,093,000. What are you, Roo?
I'm 13 million and 200K. So I think I'm sitting in a good spot. I'll be honest with you, I don't value this thing overly highly. I think you're similar, aren't you?
Yeah, not enormously.
I think people value it a little bit too highly at times. I don't really care. If I'm comfortable with where my team's at, I'm sweet.
You look at the back end of the year and the teams in the top 10 and the top 100, some of them have enormous value, some of them have less. There are so many variables involved in it. That's why I find it very hard to comment on. Look, there'll be bigger data nerds who will be able to break it down a bit more and like what's successful and what's not, when you need to have it by. But look, for me, I know if I've got cheapies and my cash is generating well or if it's not, reach out if you've got some better data on that, but not a massive factor for me.
Literally the only time I ever look at it is when I get a question like this. I just don't care.
Yeah, me neither. I don't care. Says me $600,000 behind you guys. But I also have 600K in the bank, so I don't know if that plays
into it. Are you 600K behind us, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got 12,491.
I mean, you're 800K behind me.
Okay, relax. All right. Jamesy Boy 7. Gun to head, no time to think. Pick your origin backs 1 to 7.
Say that again. Origin backs
1 to 7.
New South Wales or?
Blues. Whichever side you'd like.
Okay,
to.
Blues. I think Teddy will be the fullback. I think wingers will be Brian To'o and I reckon Zach Lomax is a very good shout. I think Lomax or Critter I'd probably go for at the moment. Centres, I would go Turbo and Trell. If everyone is fit and available, my halves would probably be Moses Cleary.
Moses Cleary, halves, Tommy Turbo, fullback. To'o on one wing, Latrell and Critter in the centres. My other winger. Who's my other winger, Roo?
Fox, Lomax.
I don't know.
So you're picking, you don't think they'll pick Teddy or is Teddy in your side?
Teddy's not in my side and I don't think they'll pick Teddy. Ooh. I think Tommy's Turbo
that's
fullback.
Juicy.
That is juicy.
Yeah.
Very juicy.
And a blue side with no Teddy. Freddie would never.
Who's your captain?
Yeah, and how'd Freddie go last few years?
Yeah, exactly.
Who's going to be your captain then?
Oh, God damn it. Late show. Throwing the big ones out.
Do you go straight to Nath or?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Okay. Nice.
Nath or, mate, I'd also happily go Cam Murray.
Yeah.
But I like Nath.
Yeah.
Stunning.
Like it.
Well done, boys. Okay. I like this question. Brayden underscore Dunstan, because it's a player that has yet to come up in conversation. Corey Waddell as a pod 2RF, 450K and average 70 when playing 80 minutes. We got a giggle from old Timmy here.
Far out. No, I hadn't considered him, but Schuster now, he's not going to be playing anytime soon. Benny Chaboyevich out for 3 weeks. If he becomes an 80-minute back rower, the world's slowest internet is not doing me any favours under pressure. I don't know what his price is, I have not looked at him.
450K.
No.
Yep,
wow, that was just a roller coaster there, Timmy.
Well, I was trying to find out, like, if he's 230K, then all right, maybe we're talking about not 450.
Yeah, look, he's scored a few tries over the last few weeks that have helped him quite a bit. And you say, you know, how much do you say he's averaging in 80-minute games?
70,
sweet. Keep in mind, last week was a 90-minute game and he scored 67. So, You're throwing that out a little bit.
Had a line break in it, not a try, I don't think. What did he score?
Well, he had 22 and evading starts the week before. He had a try and he scored 71. So, yes, he is averaging 70. Well, he's averaging about 68 across 80-minute games, but one of them was literally a 90-minute game and he scored a try in the other. Not for me.
Also, you know who two players in the same position at the same price are? Bloor and Crichton.
Oh, yep.
Well, so, there's hard your...
pass. There's a reason why he hasn't been brought up.
Yeah.
With all due respect to Corey Waddell.
Yeah. Respect to Corey. Okay, this is the last question. I told you we're on a bit of a time crunch this morning, yes, and I think we're ending on a really, really good note. _ Mitch Moore wants to know, what is the best footy food to have while watching footy at home?
Shout out to Mitchy Moore. He was our Kathmandu last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mitchy Moore, big was Titans he? Fan. Big, big Titans fan. A big Jermaine Jolliffe guy too that won't shock anyone. Shout out to you, Mitchy. What was it? Food at the stadium. Is that what it was?
At home.
What's the best footy food to have while watching footy at home?
I'll tell you what, I'm in a really bad addiction with Aljana at the moment.
Yeah, you are.
Which is causing me a lot of Kevna Guamas. I'm all over the place. I still like a pizza with Origin. Give me a crust, peri peri, bit of bourbon. Thanks for coming.
Such an Eastern Suburbs wanker, mate.
Oh, fuck, here we go.
Aljana.
What are you having? Aljana.
Aljana. I've got no idea what he's talking about. Aljana is definitely not an Eastern Suburbs thing. It's a Granville, Western Sydney, Lebanese fast food. Fine. That's what we're talking.
Fine, city wanker.
Mate, yeah, the bright lights just eat you up and spit you out.
They
kid.
Do.
I know they do.
Pizza.
You should sit in a car with him when he's driving around.
You're sitting at home, having a froth, having a bloke tinny, and you have pizza with it. Like, it's just, it's a no-brainer.
Do you have an answer, Timmy? What's
pizza.
Yours? Oh, pizza. But pizza. What kind of pizza?
Meat Lovers.
Straight like up. A Pizza Where do you get it situation, from? Domino's.
Where am I getting it from?
Local mum and papa pizzeria. Like, what's the go?
Yeah, there's a local in Cronulla. What's it called? We call it Big Owls, but it's not called Big Owls.
Why do you call it Big Owls?
Oh, it's a story for off air.
Can't wait.
Interesting.
Doesn't even make the cut for the late show. Nah, must be one hell of a story.
It's a bit rough. shout out to Mitchy Moore. Bang up job last year. Loves his Titans more than anyone I know. So good man, great producer.
Unreal.
All right, guys, that's it.
We're done.
That's it. You're done.
All right. Shout out to Big Owls. Make sure you go and grab yourself a little slice of pizza and ask at the desk, what's doing? Let's leave it there, I think.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week. Cheers, guys. Talk to you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.